The opening keynote panel to the conference featured as one of its speakers Vivek Kundra, Federal Chief Information Officer. Following his appearance, I spoke to Kundra as he made his way to the car and his next White House meeting. His basic message to the feds who are responsible for the websites upon which the government has become more and more dependent, expect more digital content, and the need to deal in an open and transparent manner with all that content.
Well, I think what's happening is our shift as we look at these tectonic shifts in technology, whether it's the mobile revolution or cloud computing, what we need to be able to do is as we look at our investments in information technology in fiscal year 2011 and the current fiscal year, is that what we need to do is make sure that we're intelligently allocating capital to investments that are going to have and make a difference on the lives of the American people. What we don't need to do is continually invest in the same old technologies that haven't produced better results after a decade of investing over $500 billion in information technology.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've had about a year in this job. Do you feel that you have a better handle now on what needs to be done in terms of those investments and also in terms of the policies that need to drive the investments? Because you can't have hardware without a reason to run the hardware.
Well, if you look at what we've been able to accomplish in the Obama administration just in the last year, the Open Government Directive, the policy shifts when it comes to challenges and prices, the policy shifts when it comes to the Paperwork Reduction Act, the policies that are moving this culture of a transparent, open, participatory government, coupled with the $34 million we're investing this fiscal year, the $85 million in the president's 2011 budget, we are driving towards an environment, and we can just see from the conference today this change where last year you had a fraction of the people who were here. Now it's more than doubled. You've got the energy. You've got this community that's delivered tremendous change already, whether it's in the way the American people engage with agencies from HHS to Department of Energy to Department of Defense, to whether it's this next generation of mobile services that they're providing online.
Do you really see an uptick or an increase in that citizen engagement just from some of the efforts that some of the agencies have done? I mean, some very interesting examples in the last year or so, like the Quadrennial Homeland Security Review over at the Department of Homeland Security.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you look at even the Open Government Directive, it's a product of intense public engagement. If you look at the IT dashboard, it's a product of intense public engagement, which is having a direct impact on governance.
The lead-off speaker at the conference was to have been Martha Johnson, the head of the General Services Administration, which helped organize the Web Managers Conference. But a scheduling conflict initially kept her from coming to the Renaissance Hotel. Later in the morning, organizers scrambled and found a high-tech new media solution, Skype, to the low-tech problem. Johnson told the GSA's Dave McClure this wasn't her first time Skyping.
It's good to be with you virtually. I've Skyped over the last year and a half with my kids, so I'm sort of familiar with it, but usually we are not as formal with flags in the background. And I'm glad that along with Skyping you're doing some new media tools like Twitter Falls and live streaming. So this is great.
Well, it's great to have you here, and it's great to have you on board as the administrator. I mean, you bring so much fresh thinking and go-get-em type of attitude. We're just thrilled at GSA to have you here, and we know that you're connected to the agenda of this group, but I think the way maybe to make that connection is perhaps to give you an opportunity to lay out what your vision is for GSA and how that connects.
We're really playing the role of change agent, and that's a leadership role in government. The way this connects with the group in the room today is that we are very serious about our open government role. And the Open Government Directive from the president had three parts. I think a couple of them are pretty obvious about what to do, but one of them is not so clear, and that's what I want to just mention. In the directive, it talks about how we need to be more transparent, and I think we all understand about how we need to share data and we need to be revealing more of what's going on so people can understand and see what's happening in government. The second is participative. We are using social media tools for people to be able to add their comments and join in conversations. But the real challenge is to be collaborative. We're only on the edge of learning how to collaborate using technologies, because that means a lot of merging of ideas and not just voting and ranking. It's a very different kind of discussion. I've done a lot of that work in my past life at Computer Sciences Corporation, where we worked with a lot of collaborative tools. And I'm very eager for us to push the frontiers on what is it to collaborate and what tools are available for doing that.
That's GSA Administrator Martha Johnson addressing the Government Web and New Media Conference. At the Renaissance Hotel in D.C., I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.